Initiated startup sequence.
Onboard computers are now transitioning into the terminal countdown configuration.
Welcome to Throttle Up.
3, 2, 1, 0. Booster ignition and liftoff.
It's time for all of us to get throttled up.
Roger, go on, throttle up.
All right, hey there, and welcome to Throttled Up. I'm your host, Jeff Grillo. A show today that will hopefully fit the bill of what you have come to expect or are coming to expect, that we will entertain, enlighten, encourage, and help you to face life challenges and everything that stands in your way, whether it's a disability, whether it's, you know, just life, the economy, whatever. We are going to do our best to help you out today. A little bit of a weird topic it might seem at first, but trust me on this. There is a method to my madness. I am going somewhere and I will do it as quickly as possible. What are we talking about today? Today we're going to be talking about Freddie Gray. And if my details are a little off on this story, I've been in a little bit of a media fast the past couple of days. Not intentional. Just the way life has worked. So, but the main gist of the story, as you are well aware now, since the weekend, been having rioting and issues going on in Baltimore as a result of a young man, I believe he was 25 years old, by the name of Freddie Gray, who was killed while in police custody. I don't even know why he was in custody, but like I just disclaimed, you know, that's really not the point of this story. But really, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. My initial knee-jerk reaction to all of this, it wasn't one of racism, although that's what it seems like many parties that are involved with the rioting and aftermath of this situation want it to be about. It wasn't about that for me. And I was very happy to see the family of Freddie Gray saying this is crazy and wanting it to stop. They want no part of this, and I commend them for that. But my knee-jerk reaction in things like this tends to be, for better or worse, political situations, political ideas. You know, you can blame... I see all kinds of articles, all kinds of radio programs and TV shows that want to blame this sort of thing, whether it's this particular event or Ferguson or the other thing that happened up in New York. A gentleman's name escapes me. But, you know, these are all big news things, and the media all want to make it about politics. Well, you know, it's because Republicans and all these things and all the reasons that they give why the Republicans are to blame. And then the other side, oh, it's all about the Democrats and gives all the reasons why it's the Democrats' fault. And I hate to say it, but I find myself playing that game a lot, too. Not today, though. We're putting that all aside. I'm not going to even tell you what side of the fence I come down on that, because it is absolutely irrelevant to this. And it's irrelevant to the greater picture of how we're going to tie this all into the point of the podcast and bringing encouragement and helping you overcome your challenges. You know, I bring this whole story up because I think to myself, what greater challenge does Baltimore face right now? What greater challenge does our nation face right now than the problem and the plague and the cancer, as I like to look at it, of racism? I don't get it. I just don't. Why should the color of my skin or your skin or where I'm from, where you're from, have anything to do with anything other than interesting conversation? Hey, man, where are you from? Wow, that's pretty cool. Tell me about it. And then I learn. And you from me. I just don't get it. People hating people because of the way they look or where they're from. It's just insane to me. But I get it. People are that way. But the deeper issue to me for the point of this podcast isn't the politics that led us here. It's the spiritual side of things. And what I mean by that is for those who over the years and the decades have been on a rampage, on a war against Christianity, against Judaism, and force God out of our schools, out of our courts, out of our town squares. We don't want the Ten Commandments taught. We don't want moment of silence. We don't want prayer time. We don't want anything. And we claim constitution and freedom from religion. But that is so ignorant, I can't even begin to express it. To anybody, including a blind guy like me, who wants to read our founding documents to find out the truth, it's there. And my iPhone reads it to me. The Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers. It's all available to all of us. You can't afford it? Go to the library. That's free. And read it. Whether you like it or not, believe it or not, this country was founded, I'm not saying by Christians, but was founded by people that ascribed to the Judeo-Christian worldview, and the principles thereupon are interwoven into the fabric of this nation, and is why we have become great and have had such an amazing past. Our recent past, however, and our future is a little bit scary now. We're not guaranteed freedom from religion, atheist pals. I'm sorry if that's a little strong for you. It's about as tough as I get here, so deal with it. But it's freedom of religion, including atheism, which is a belief system. And I would argue and would love to debate somebody on this, anybody. But it takes more faith to believe there is no God than it does to believe that there is. You know, we've got minority groups in this country. I'm not talking minority in terms of race. I'm talking minority groups in terms of numbers that want to dictate to the rest of us what we're to do and how we're to live. It's a very small percentage of atheists, but yet they're forcing the majority of us to adapt. Hillary Clinton said this past weekend that, you know, we're to rethink our deeply held spiritual beliefs. Excuse me? No, ma'am. No. Perhaps you need to consider and reconsider your deeply seated hatred for all that is good, decent, and moral. And people like you, I'm not attacking her. I mean, she's got a voice, and we've all heard it. The Centers for Disease Control say that less than 2% of our population is homosexual. Now, why the Centers for Disease Control put out a stat like that or keeps track of that, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. Interesting. I don't have a problem with homosexuals. I've worked with them. I've had bosses that were. Do I hate them? No. Been some of the coolest people I've known. But that's not the issue. I don't hate people. I don't hate anybody. But why in the world should it be that less than 2% of the population now is fighting in the Supreme Court to dictate to the rest of the 98%+ of people that believe in the institution of marriage? Government has no business in the marriage business. Government doesn't give us our rights, but our rights are given by God Almighty. And in Genesis chapter 2, thousands upon thousands of years ago, The institution of marriage was created by God for his people. Now, if the government wants to create some sort of a law that allows couples that decide they're going to spend their life together to give them legal status and legal protection against discrimination, well, I guess I'm for that, because I'm not for discriminating against anybody. But don't change the definition of marriage to suit you. I don't agree with it. But all of this, all of these challenges, and all the challenges you face in your personal life on a day-to-day basis can all be traced back to kicking God out of our lives. Starting with our schools, our governments, our politics, and everything's falling apart. My message to you today, consider that. The correlation is obvious. It's there and cannot be denied. You can try, but I highly doubt you can make an intelligent argument, as I say, intelligent. I highly doubt you can make an intelligent, case for it. It's there. And it's staring us in the face. For those of you, my listeners, my audience, my mishpoka, my family that are listening to me that believe the way I believe, it's in the word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and answer their prayers and heal their land. To you, I say, are you praying? Are you being a coward, though, and not talking about this and not standing for what is right? All evil needs to succeed is for good men and women to remain silent. Today I'm expressing my voice. I hope you express yours. And how does this apply to me? Jeff, I'm facing a disability. I'm facing cancer. I'm facing loss of my job. Might lose my house. How does this have anything to do with me? Well, I'm not going to tell you that if you're a believer in God and a follower of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, that life is going to be rosy, that all your problems will be solved, that you'll be rich and happy and married to a beautiful woman or ma'am, that you'll be married to the most handsome knight in shining. It doesn't work that way. We're not promised any of that. But I can tell you, when God is the center of your life, when the Messiah is number one, when you build your life upon the solid foundation of his word, the church at large calls it faith. Faith is an improper or an inaccurate or incomplete translation of the Hebrew. It's much better translated as trust. When we trust him, then no matter what we face, it changes. It takes on a new perspective. My blindness is not so overwhelming and crushing and conquering because I have trust that the God that created me, that allowed me to be this way right now, knows what he's doing. I'm not an oversight. He's got a plan. And if I get off my backside and take action, put my faith in action, not tomorrow, not someday, but today, if I take action today based on my trust, then I'm reshaping my future. I don't have to let blindness beat me. You don't have to let being in a wheelchair beat you. I've overcome cancer. Maybe you can too. Is God at the center of your life? get balanced. Get back to the Word. If you're not a believer and you have no clue what I'm talking about, contact me, email me. I want a direct and personal dialogue with you. Love to explain this. My email is throttleup@jeffgrillomedia.com. That's throttleup@jeffgrillomedia.com. I'd love to help you get your house in order, so to speak. Point you in the right direction, because I promise you, even though your obstacles may not go away, I guarantee you will find the strength to adapt, to change, and to find a way to overcome. There is nothing too big that our God can't get us through it, fix it, heal it, or get us around it. Listen, if you're not already a subscriber to the blog, please go to throttledupradio.wordpress.com. You can also get there just by going to jeffgrillo.com. If you're not subscribed to this podcast and somehow you're just listening to it, please go to the homepage, jeffgrillomedia.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, click subscribe. And when you do, leave a comment. Post a rating. It'll help me get the show out there to be able to encourage and inspire and help other people. And, you know, once in a while, we even throw a little entertainment in there for good measure as well. Also, there's on the bottom left, I believe, on that homepage is a subscribe video to our brand new YouTube channel. I don't talk about the same topic in the same way. I don't even really cover the same topics. Each entity, each media, the blog, the YouTube channel, and the podcast are all independent. They stand alone. If you're only getting the podcast and not the blog and the YouTube channel, you're missing out. They all work together. Podcast is weekly. Blog 3 or 4 times a week at least. YouTube at least once a week. Come check us out. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Jeff Grillo Media. Follow us at Twitter, @Jeff Grillo Media. And please subscribe to this podcast and the YouTube channel. God bless.
Throttle Up is a presentation of Jeff Grillo Media. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jeff Grillo Media or Twitter @Jeff Grillo Media. Email us, throttleup@jeffgrillomedia.com.